Go to Revelation 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. That's the most incredible two verses in this. I mean, I love those two verses. Those are great verses. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Now, everything about us must know that we are not dwellers of the earth or the sea. Our life is hid with Christ in God. So that's the first thing that you have to hear. Okay? Woe to them. For the devil has come down, and he knows he hath but a short time. Now, in what form has he come down? And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, and that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished, for a time, and times, and half a time. From the face of the serpent. What are the time and times and half a time?
3.5 years.
42 months. It's the time between the baptism and the cross. It's the time between your baptism or us as a body's baptism. It's the least time possible to work out the mystery, I believe.
Because Christ did it in that amount of time.
Right.
So it's 3.5 years.
Okay, now, you keep that 42 months in mind. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. The seed of woman. Back, starting from the beginning of Genesis 3:15. So now, this is a description of Revelation 13 is a description of how and what the war against the seed of woman, the remnant of the seed of woman, looks like. Can you hear that? And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a great beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Now, it seems to me that we have a choice here. If you've grown up in the Schofield world and the Hal Lindsey world, then that is a description of something that's external to you. It's going to take place over in the Middle East somewhere, and it has something to do with the European common market and all kinds of stuff like that, right? That's not what I teach here, and that's not what I believe. I believe this is a description of you. And this beast with the seven heads and the ten horns and the crowns on each of the horns is a description of what you look like internally. And each of the 10 crowns crowns in ancient rabbinic literature were a signal, the 10 crowns were a signal for the 10 sorceries of Egypt. And so each of these heads that's an advisor to you has all of these crowns on it and these horns. And it's a very complex thing. There's voices going on all over inside there, right? Are you with me a little bit? All right. I'm going to skip some of this because we haven't even begun to study. We've studied everything I've said to you thus far. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Now who's the dragon gave this beast his power and his seat and his authority? It doesn't matter what this beast calls himself. The beast can call himself Harry, can call himself Darlene, can call himself Don, or Gary, or Larry, or any of the other people here, or Owe. It's a beast, and the dragon has given him his authority, his power, and his seat. Okay, can you get that image a minute? And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. Now, the only way we'll know what that means is by myth and by the study of the stars. The one head is always this golden head that in myth has to, the hydra has to have, you can cut all the rest of its heads off and it'll grow another one in your hands. But the only way to kill the hydra, which is a perfect description of you, is to cut off the one head, the golden head, the mystery head. You cut it off, you must cut it off with a sword, and you must bury it under a rock. The rock has to fall on it. Now, the golden head let's listen. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. In other words, he was dead, but he apparently came back to life again. This isn't Kennedy, by the way. And all the world wondered after the beast. Do you understand? At the cross, from God's perspective, the human race died. Is it possible for us to remember that? Jesus Christ was the last Adam, but now the remnant of the seed of the woman, the war is being made, and this is the way the war is made. Because the dragon gives, the seed of woman is encased in us. We are all just vessels. We're either vessels for the seed of Christ, which is one head, or we are vessels for the seed of the Antichrist or of the beast, which is this many-headed hydra that constantly thinks it can improve itself, constantly thinks it can get things right. But the mystery is that when Christ died on the cross, he took with him this head of the hydra, the golden head, and bruised it or overcame it. But now, look around, looks like he's been healed from a deadly wound in every person on the face of the earth. And all the world wondered after the beast. That's the one common denominator of the world. It all wonders after itself, the beast. There's no other thing on the face of the earth that could meet that description except you. All the world wondered after. You don't have to go to Europe or the Far East. all of the infinite numbers of theories to think of where this beast is going to come from, all you have to do is look in the mirror. Now, everything we teach here is predicated on you knowing that that beast with these heads and the crowns and all the weird shit, every horror story that you've ever heard, magnified by 100,000, is in you. And that's the movement, that's the machinations, that's the manipulations, that's the use of language, that's the use, everything, always and ever, constantly trying to manipulate. When we studied language, remember, it's axiomatic that by the use of language, you cannot use language except as an attempt to manipulate. And all the world wondered after the beast. God, by a spirit, just sees one beast. All the same. Doesn't matter whether, you know. That's why this, all the flesh is the same. No special flesh. There's no special circumstances to the flesh. It's all the dragon has given power to the image. Can you hear that a little bit? And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Remember, worship doesn't mean fall down in adoration. Worship means give breath to, give importance to. Harry's saying, who is able to make war with the beast? Oh, oh. Oh. Every one of you at one time, the moment you're taking yourself seriously, oh God, oh,
you love that moment.
It's a long time against
you. Yeah, you did, you just said the worst thing that you can say to flesh. It's not special. There's only one
trivial
beast.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And
there's only one
beast. It's hook. The it's hook of the different flesh. The hook of the flesh is every one. The way this guy got his hook in you is
you're unique.
You're unique. You're special.
Every snowflake is different.
Every snowflake is different.
Every human being is unique. Has its own special place.
Like a greeting card.
And there was given unto him a mouth. Looky here.
There
was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Remember what blasphemy means? Blasphemy is to deny the foundation. Every time your mind puts you in a place where you're not in complete rest, where you have this feeling of anxiety come over you, you have this nervousness, you know the beast has won.
I have a copy of this thing.
For $5.
The beast has won. That's why you must know at every second that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. There is never, ever, ever once an excuse for you to remain one nanosecond out of the rest. Unless you like to be in that position. But as you know who that is, it seems to me you'd want to run from the beast. And it was given unto him a mouth. Mouth speaking great swelling.
I think that's part of
the charm of it is the...
charm of what?
And California has spoken.
I mean, that's what gives power. It's like it speaks these great things, you know, and just swells them up.
That's the reason it's
the big lie.
Big lie. Yeah, it swells you with either nervousness or importance. They're the same thing.
Yeah, and you are something. Bad as you are, good, whatever.
Yeah. Just,
I am. I be.
And there was given unto him a mouth. I'm not going to do that anymore. Speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. What do you know?
Question.
And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Well, what do you know? Every single time you make yourself the subject of your sentence in thought or word or deed, you blaspheme him and them that dwell in heaven. Anybody hear that again, or do I need to repeat it?
I think we got it.
Speaking corporately?
Go ahead and repeat it.
Corporately.
Every single time that you make yourself the subject of your sentence, you are blaspheming God, and you are blaspheming them that dwell in heaven, because you are agreeing, you are totally and completely worshiping the beast. Now, okay, that's just always theory. I don't think so. But you can think that if you want. And it was given unto him to make war. It was given unto him to make war with the saints. Who are the saints? Them who are sanctified. Who are the sanctified? Them that are dwelling in heaven, not on the earth. How do you know? If they are of the earth they will speak. All the how-tos. Anyway. It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. It's all the same, no matter where you go. That's what I really get a kick out of. You know, I hear people talking about how great it is somewhere else. What the fuck are you here for, then? And all that dwell upon the earth worship him. Every single person that dwells upon the earth worships the beast. It doesn't matter what name they put on the beast. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And all you have to do is for one second, turn from that. And you've entered into this time. You understand? You've entered into the time in which there is no time. And so then all the time that you've been away from that time is the same. It doesn't matter whether it's 1,000 years or a nanosecond. Can you long for the place of rest, the place in time where there is no time? That's the New Jerusalem. If any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Now, skip down for a minute. You've done this before, but just in case you've forgotten, to 14:12. Because this thing about here is the patience and the faith of the saints is so critical. Again, it's repeated. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. How do we keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus? It's no longer faith in, it's faith of. That's how we keep the commandments of God, because when God looks at us in, when we are in the faith of Christ, he only sees Christ. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Okay, that's like, remember that Revelation was written not from deduction, but from induction. Now this next segment gives us a slightly different view of the same thing. Okay? Go up to back to verse 11 now. I just wanted you to get into your mind what's the patience and faith of the saints. Okay, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Slightly different views, same subject. Whose wound was healed. You understand that you died on the cross? If you believe the Bible, you're dead. Well, then who is this that's running around? If it's Christ, then you're at rest. You're at perfect peace. You never leave it. If you're not, then there's something else that's running around here that's acting like it's something. Now, I'm not saying there won't be a physical second beast here. I mean, there may be this guy that does all this stuff. I don't care. I mean, it may, but I know that it must be worked out in you. I know that it first has to be seen here.
Well, it's almost like, you know, all of those other interpretations, you know, like sometimes it takes, say this is talking about Roman emperors who are actually killing, you know, Christians. It's like God could have lined all this up and make it have infinite levels of meaning and reality.
I'm surprised
really
to be here.
Okay. Yeah. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth, again, we're talking earth, and them that dwell therein, to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed.
And he still internal.
Man, I believe this is all you. This is a different view now of you, a different picture.
Just here,
but that word lamb, when he says talks about the second beast, is that two horns like a lamb have any significance? Like there was a religious appearance to.
It's probably.
Is the religious view.
The religious view.
And the religious thing is the overlay to cause you to.
Well, this is after the first beast gets religion. This is twice the son of hell.
This first beast gets religion.
This is the religious beast.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen carefully. Because the religious beast is the one that's dangerous. The religious beast is one that's going to physically do great harm to us. First beast doesn't give a shit about us, because he's just common. Religious beast. You gotta watch that son, that sucker. Alright. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire to come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by sword and did live. And he, how was he wounded by the sword? He's destroyed. If you read 2 Thessalonians, you'll see how he destroyed them with a word. The sword of the word. Okay, now watch. And he hath power to give life unto the image of the beast. Well, who's the image of the beast?
Hmm. Gary?
Gary.
Almost Gary, guys.
Larry.
That the image of the beast should both speak. Caused that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, if you understand this and go to the 16th chapter of John, it talks about that they'll kill you and think they're doing God holy service because you don't worship the image of the beast.
The image of the, what is the image?
You.
That which contains
the you religious.
That question.
You religious is the image of the beast.
Remember? However, it works itself out.
Yeah, it could be you Christian, you Muslim, you animist, you anything.
Yeah, you know, I'm remembering this thing about woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and sea, because the devil's come down unto you. And he's come down. Why did he come down? He's come down because he said, I will be like the Most High. And what does he want? He wants people to worship.
And now he's taken this image of the self, of the infinite number of selves.
Yeah, this.
And though Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant, shall we say.
There's this theory, you know, that one of those, I think it was Jane Harrison or one of these Greek women who studied Greek religion, the theory that religion itself, you know, the whole, whatever religion was a projection of the people themselves as a thing to worship.
Yeah.
You know, it's just from pure sociological things they figured this out.
Yeah.
Which is like, gee, that's pretty dead close. What we worship is a projection of
what man does.
And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Now you can believe that's the barcode if you want to. But I believe, and I more than I believe, I mean I know that that's the mind of cause and effect. Any cause and effect is religion. Any belief. You see, when you're young and in the world, you don't give a shit about cause and effect. But the minute you start being concerned with cause and effect, then you've become religious. It doesn't matter if you're in Bruce's name or you know, anybody's name.
Or just in the name of self.
Right. And now, once you've entered the world of religion, and it'll happen to all men. All men go through that. All men start out not caring about cause and effect, rebelling against it, in fact. And then they get cause and effect overtakes them.
Yeah.
So this is true of all. Now, a whole lot of people, the cause and effect overtake them, and the cause and effect that overtake them was religion. I mean, was Christianity. You know, that's why, you know, Jesus says, you shall travel over sea, and mind to make one convert, and when he is made, you'll make him twice the child of hell that you are. Because he was already a child of hell by this definition, because he's an image of the beast. But now he's twice the child of hell because he has learned all the do's and don'ts of religion. Instead of just...
More cause and effect.
All right, more cause and effect.
More magic.
And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. The mark is the mark of cause and effect, the mark of Cain. Amen?
It's a spiritual mark, right?
Yeah, it's an all men. And it's anyone that's locked into this cause and effect receives the mark. And that will be all, unless you, if as long as you dwell on the earth. We are those that dwell. That no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. His number 666. Don't you see that all men are 666? Think of these things.
You know, I don't know if this relates to what we're talking about the second beast in the world or not, but what's come up in me is I remember 17 years ago coming to a point of total desperation and fear and giving up and crying out to God, who I didn't really believe in. I didn't believe there was a God, but it was sort of like what you said, you know, God, if you're there, do something. And he did something. And for a moment, I was dead and stopped and empty and free. And I can remember that was very, very terrifying. And I immediately set about trying to build something and looking for how I should act and what I should say and how I should be. And it's like here we are 17 years later and I've reconstructed that which was destroyed 17 years ago. Except that now, back then, it was just, I was just doing it. But for the last 17 years, I've been doing it in the name of God. It's like a religious animal,
like
instead
beast.
Of just an animal. It's like the second beast has come up, and here he is again. Except this time, you know, he says the words Jesus.
But he's still the image of the first beast.
Still, exactly. It's the same exact thing with a mitre on.
Well, can you see now why you can't, there's nothing about you or how you feel or what you think that you can take seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, there's never an external cause. There's never, I mean, if you could understand what was said tonight, you could never again make me the jester in your court. We would truly be co-laborers. Not some bullshit thing that you had to act around. There's never, 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 ever, ever an external reason. It's all this monster with seven heads, one for each day of linear time, and the crowns and the horns, and each of those has all the sorceries of Egypt as their manifestation, and all the advice and all the imagery. That's who you are without the cross. And if the cross is manifested, the test of whether the cross is there is you'll give no thought at all to your life. No thought about what you will do or not do, no thought about who you are or who you're not, no thought whatsoever. Because any thought about self, by definition, is simply one of these little snakes trying to be your counselor. That's why the preaching of the cross is so dangerous. That's why, I mean, that's why the abandonment of self is so seemingly impossible, because there's seven heads with 10 horns, with 10 crowns that are all speaking to you.
Yeah.
And they're all lying to you. That's why Christ said you were of your father the devil, and the desires of your father is what you will to do. Again, we're in this incredible scene where you're either out of time in time, and then every all the rest of the time is just the same, or that's the only way you can redeem the time, for the days are evil. This thing, this beast, cannot possibly exist in eternity. The beast has to have the passage of time, the illusion of the passage of time, the illusion of change, or even the illusion of being a victim, in order for his to have being, for he to have life. It doesn't matter whether his life is positive or negative. You understand that? This is the best news in the universe, or it's going to piss you off to the worst degree that you've ever heard. Like there's no in between. Understand? Now, who's talking to you? One of these snakes.
I'm not too happy about the 17 years.
Going down the same road.
I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, it's the Gordian knot. You can only cut it. You can't unravel it. I mean, it's, you know, the bandits are.
What do you understand perfectly? Well, again, it's, you've seen a thousand times that there is never an external excuse. It's just one of the snakes controlling you, coiling around you. And you can either, you have the power, though. That's the critical issue. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Mighty through God. I mean, nobody can, if you want to stay there, that's fine. I pray that...
Yeah, those kind of statements, I mean, those are the kind of things that jerk me around. Like maybe it's true. But then what about the statements of, you know, chosen him before the foundation of the world and, you know, always in him. You know, it may be true from some perspective, but, you know, that...
Well, that's why the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Either he'll do a thing or he won't.
Well, but you can't be filled with self. He will never violate your will, not once. And if you want him to violate your will, then you're sadly mistaken. You're just worshiping the second beast. And you, and only you, can take yourself out of it. He won't violate you filled with self.
I was thinking of that point where it says, you know, the beast will even overcome the saints. But even in that place where you're overcome, you know, there's his victory. It doesn't matter. Because in the next verse it says it's not, you know, the name that's written in the book of life, you know, you won't worship the beast. Earlier in this whole discussion, when we were talking about what Harry was saying, it's like there's a thing that's so close to what we believe about abandonment of self and, you know, not responding positive or negative and all that. It's very close to Stoicism, which was a Greek philosophy. But it was a philosophy that they did. they, you know, it was like they, their, to do that was to look totally at self to make sure that they didn't, you know, respond positively or negatively to good things or bad things. And,
well, that, like that's, but Stoics, that was, that's not right. The basis of Stoicism was total self-control.
That's what I'm saying.
But not self-abandonment.
Right.
It's the exact opposite.
That's what I just said.
Well, I just thought you said it was as close to what we believe.
It's close, no, but it's opposite.
Said deceptively.
I mean, it's like
a,
it's like this fine line between, you know,
it's the idea of doing it rather than
definitely
it.
Counterfeit. Hey, I'm not pushing Stoicism. I just happen to be studying it, so I'm an eliminating little.
Glad I
didn't. It's a John Frank approach.
I take it off.
Well, I mean, it, it is, if this, if the understanding, that's why Revelation is last in the Bible. That's why it was one of the last books to be included as canon. It's because it, it really can't be understood except in this position out of time. As long as you try to understand it in time, then there's this infinite number of...
big myths.
It's just, yeah. But my point is that once, it's like, what more can you say to someone? How, what more exhortation can there be if you know that you are that many-headed beast and that not being in peace and being anything other than in rest is worshiping of that beast and the dragon? Then, I mean, there's nothing more you can say to exhort someone. And that's the danger of studying this. Can you hear me?
If I decide I like to be there, you've said everything in the scriptures there is to say to me, then I may just have to stay here. Because there's nothing, if that doesn't get me out.
Yeah, it's the ugliest picture there is, so, you know, you can't get into it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether it's towards self-realization or towards something less than. In other words, some feeling of what you perceive as a negative feeling. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, if I'm sure if I were, you know, talking to somebody that was on a trek to become the first one to climb Mount Everest, all this would, you know, they could ignore it. But by this, or to do some great accomplishment in life. But what we don't see is that it's the same trek, it's the flip side of the same coin to be in what you perceive as negative. Mm-hmm. Because all of it is worship, which gives life to the beast. Yeah. Either way. And that worship is in direct, I mean, it couldn't be any more direct. It's in total and complete opposite. The war, the maximum war against what we just read. And, I mean, the kingdom of His Christ now is. Let me read that once more. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Think on these things. Anybody have anything else?
That thing about the bullseye was kind of laughed at, but the concept is really cool, because it's like there is one place of rest. And then once you touch the base, you know where to run to every time. Yeah.
And remember the hamat, that's why the word sin is so neat, because hamachia is the word for that perfect center of the bullseye. Any place else other than that is sin.
Yeah. And there's just so much. know.
It's infinite.
Yeah, just tons of it. You can get involved in so much of, you know, 10 horns, 9 pins, whatever the multiplications are. But there's one place to rest.
This ain't it. You know, there's a whole lot of people that I would pray that would know this. I really, really, really believe that we don't have much time left. It's not something that we have. Everything is prepared where he could come tonight. I want you to think about that. And take, I mean, if I'm right, then everything in the universe will have to pass through a dot that's smaller than your eye can see. And the heavens will melt with fervent heat. And the earth and everything that is in it will be burned. How can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen? Do you see that every time you pull one of those little tricks, one of the snakes has gotten control of you?
When that feeling comes, you know, it's back.
Well, you know, this isn't what we're going to study parables tonight, but
it reminds
it's his
me,
fault.
Well, when we get, you know, like, when I get in that place, and plus when I get angry, it's like that devil having great wrath and come down.
Because he knoweth he has but a short while.
Yeah. And, you know, you're the anxiousness to go ahead and get your way, it has to be done now, it has to be retribution immediately or whatever.
First time you say snake, I think about last night John talked about snakes and how they can't hear, you know, so they can't.
Thing of vibrations through the earth.
Yeah, and so it's the thing of when you're in that place, you cannot hear at all. You know, much less the still small voice.
Yeah.
So every time you say snake, I think about this snake that can't hear anything.
Just feels.
It's
taste the ear.
Its own emotional feeling or its own vibrations.
Yeah, puts out its tongue just to see how much can he get by with.
Yeah.